Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Baseball. The Red Sox destroyed the Astros last night to take a 2-1 lead in the ALCS. NLCS Game 3 tonight. Hello and welcome to Talkin' Baseball, brought to you by DraftKings. Thank you very much for joining us today. My name is Jimmy. Sitting next to me is Jake. In the middle of your screen is Trevor Plouffe. And behind the dish is producer B.B.D. ALCS was over in the second inning yesterday. How are you doing, Jake?
James, Trevor, B.B.D., Connor, Christian, Zach, Bruce, Braden, Jackson, Sid the Kid, everyone in the chat, we love the chat. Everyone listening live, listening not live, your relatives, happy birthday to them. What's going on, guys? Yeah, little 3-hour stream last night, 3.5, 4 of the Boston Red Sox blowing out the Houston Astros. Holy smokes. Vice versa, opposite day, Trev. Yeah, man, I'm doing well. I think playoffs are happening still. We might get a poll in the chat to discuss some of that. Doing generally well, not as well as Trevor Plouffe out on the left coast. Big night.
How you doing, Trev?
I'm doing great, guys. There's some things I want to talk to you guys about. We'll get into it, I'm sure. My night, I know you're referencing that, was excellent. I did get to watch the game a little bit, but as you said, James, second inning, Schwarber with the granny and the game was over and the series possibly over. So we turned ourselves, we had a nice little dinner. You guys know, it was me, Jay Flair, Kotuck, and Braun met us as well. And we just, talked the state of the game. I got some tidbits, a lot of different takes on how this whole offseason is going to play out for everybody. So it was cool to catch up with the boys. James, how are you doing?
I am in 10 hours. I might tell you, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the middle of sleep.
Mm. Yep.
And in between two REM cycles. And I'm really, really tired.
The yawns have been powerful today. Like, I've kind of been impressed.
I'm like,
okay.
There's been a couple
of lines. I apologize to the audience, but I'm just like so tired. I feel like I already have the baby.
Wait till you have that, Ben.
That's true.
At least I get to stay home.
James, let me tell you something. You look fabulous in your hoodie.
Thank you.
Tell them what president you compared him to today.
I didn't, but I did say that I wouldn't be surprised if he has American royalty blood in him. Who'd you compare him to?
I don't think I do. A lot of
immigrants. You called him Hot Boy Jim, so I said HBJ, which reminded me of Lyndon B. Johnson.
Big Dick.
Yeah, of course.
Lady Bird.
Yeah. The tie-dye hoodie from the JM Essential line.
Wow.
I think you can go to our merch shop and get 50% off using the playoffs.
And we got a coffee in right when Trev gave the JM ad. We should also
probably say.
Okay. Say it, baby.
But I don't remember what I was going to say.
Show us your meat.
Well, it'll come back to me.
Okay. The hoodies have been flying. Everyone in the office was wearing the hoodies yesterday because they're awesome. Code playoffs, Jam Essentials. And we should get one of these out of the ads out of the way. Dugout mugs. You guys probably saw us last night repping our dugout mugs. Trev's got the knob shot. Kelsey Winger was with us last night. Had a lot of fun. Was it a baseball live stream? Tough to say in hindsight. We were hoping to watch a baseball game. We did not get that. So we took things our own direction. Kind of da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. And Dugout Mugs was there for that. Yeah, I've got a bit of a jazz background. And more importantly, Dugout Mugs is giving a huge deal. Code JOHNBOY, 35% off anything in the store. And they did want us to drive home. Dugout Mugs, hot in the streets, kind of like baseball. And they said, like, hey, if you're getting these for loved ones for the holidays, now's the safe bet. Like, you know, they're going to do their damnedest around the holidays, but now's go time. They're basically giving you their holiday discount, 35% off with code JOHNBOY. It's as good as a deal as anything they're running on Black Friday. They want us to say that. Use code JOHNBOY, dugoutmugs.com, so you don't miss out on giving out a gift that's a home run.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's your dick in a mug.
You could do that.
Go on.
Some of us have been doing that.
You could also, I said this earlier today, you could put Jimmy's face on this.
Yeah.
And then you can go like this.
Mm-hmm.
And give him a sensual kiss.
I just use the real thing. Why do you think he's so tired?
Not everyone is as lucky as you. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you wanted to do it, you could do it. Dugout Mugs. Yes.
Here it comes.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's why we have technology.
That is so disgusting.
Can't wait for the chat to pick up. Oh, my God.
Audio only people. Sorry. That's,
we got to go to the YouTube for that one.
You guys are lucky if you're
6 minute
only.
Mark.
I was
visual.
Yeah, it was a little aggressive.
Whoa.
Little? We were licking tongues.
Well, when you say it like that.
Let's go to the burn.
Okay. Thanks, Dugout Mugs.
It's hot in here.
It's hot.
Oh, are you ready?
I think so.
On your mark, get set, burn, Jakey Burn.
It's an important game 3 up in Boston, like J-Lo's ex on MDMA, E-Rod on the bump for the Sox, and man, was he rolling. While Houston acted like an angry neighbor as they throw your kitty. Bottom two, short, thick catching king Christian Vasquez slaps an oppo single. 1-0 Boston, still some ducks on the pond, but double play ball to second. Oh no, Jose can't turn Altuve again. Kyle Schwarber makes him pay in a grand fashion. Holy smokes, it is 6-0 Red Sox. Make it 7. Vasquez again. Arroyo's going over the monster. It's 9-0. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get them peepers? King Tuck tries to show up. It's a little too late. 9-3. JD, he'll have one. Devers, 12-3 is your final. E-Rod with the big start. Penn does it for Boston, too. Don't think they really care. 12-3 final. 2-1 series lead for the Sox.
What was the joke at the beginning?
It was good.
Let's see. I said important game 3 up in Boston. I don't think that was it. Like J-Lo's ex on MDMA, E-Rod on the bump for the Red Sox. Man, he was rolling.
Wow.
Only somebody that goes to Rez concerts on their leg would come up with a joke.
Yeah,
like
I try
that.
To keep my personal life out of the show, man. Well, you know what? I've done so many E-Rod burns before because Yankees games I do them for, and kind of like his pitching style, there's only so much you can do with that when you see him 8 times a year, 3 years in a row. Quick math. So, yeah, landed somewhere. And then I actually liked the other line better. While Houston acted like an angry neighbor as they'd throw your kitty.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't catch that one.
A lot of demons up here.
You're on one today. Guess what?
Right.
I like it, Jake. I like it.
Bad brain.
People have said that about you.
Oh, your elbow pops, your knees sore, bad brain.
Someone said you on the chat, I don't know who it was, they said you look like you just stepped out of the DeLorean. So
yeah, when I bust out the red vest. This is a pretty bad outfit today, I'll be honest.
I like it.
Thank you. But that felt like there's a laugh.
It's just Jake's family dresses him up like a little teddy bear a lot. Yeah. And like the clothes they buy him for holidays.
Welcome to Build-A-Bear.
It's like, yes, he's just like, you should see the shit they got. Monogrammed turtlenecks.
Baseball is fun.
It's monogrammed turtlenecks and puffy jackets and vests. It's like
the vest.
Who in your family buys you all the vests?
I'm my mom's like chihuahua.
Like, yes. You're a Build-A-Bear.
I don't think there's ever a good time for a vest. Unless it's under a suit jacket. No. I think that's about it.
Honestly, I had kind of a Flames outfit I was ready to wear today, but Wednesday's tomorrow, so saving it for then.
You should start dressing horrible on Tuesdays.
I have step one.
Vest is hilarious.
Check.
When would you ever need what you're wearing?
Let me ask you something. This is serious. For people that wear vests, I don't understand. Yeah. If you want to be warm, don't you want sleeves?
I genuinely think there's 2 days a year is high. There's 1 day a year where you're like, I could wear a vest today. It was last week in the city. There was 1 day. I think it was like 61 degrees. And it was like, yeah, I could see someone wearing a vest today.
I don't know.
Today's not the day. And this kind of
sums
up. If
you're directing traffic, you can wear a vest.
This kind of sums up the game.
I think fishing vests make a lot of sense. A lot of arm movement. Your arms are moving a lot, but you can be cold.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
All right, I'll give all my thoughts out on the game.
Here we go.
E-Rod, very impressive that he went six innings. Incredible. It didn't look like he was long for the game. Very impressive job out of E-Rod. I think it's bigger than the offense doing what they did. Because even if they won, like, how many did E-Rod give up?
Runs?
Yeah.
Three, but I mean.
So even if the Red Sox only scored six runs, E-Rod's performance is the best. Like, the offense scored a ton, and that's obviously what everyone's going to talk about. But more important is that E-Rod pitched six innings, in my opinion. And then on the flip side, Astros just have no pitching. They're done. If Framber couldn't give him a start and Garcia couldn't give him a start with McCullers out, they're just how the hell would Dusty's going to have a real plan F from this point on. I don't get it.
Ooh, you think he's down to F?
Yeah.
He's got plans. Okay. What do you got, Trev?
It was a shellacking. And last two games have been that way. So, James, your point stands. They have no pitching. Dusty needs to figure it out. Here's the thing. Astros could easily win a game tonight. And then it's 2-2. And you get the series back to Houston for sure. I don't know, man. I'm at 70-30 Boston winning this series, but I think there's still a chance. You know, your bats can't stay this hot. I mean, maybe they can. I don't know, man. It just seems to me like there's going to be a hiccup in this series. I don't think Boston's just going to go 4-1, run it, but they need a few guys to step up in that bullpen. Grinke, I don't know what he's going to do today. He's got 30 pitches, they're saying.
They're fucked.
Hey, if they can get two innings out of Zach Greinke, that'd be a great start for them. They are up against it right now. I like the 70-30 number. It turns into playoff baseball. You're right. Today could swing the whole momentum of the series, but there's no reason to believe it to. Like, it would have to be Greinke, Javier, the back of their pin, and you're still missing like an inning and a half somewhere that they could piece together. Houston's got to score, and they got to score early. You can't keep going down 8-0 in baseball games. That's a really bad strategy they've got going on. And, hey, how about when you get a double play ball, you turn it too? Altuve, dude. Especially in this series, like it took a tough hop.
It's
just
too short.
It's just John Smoltz with really good analysis on that. Well, he's short. Yeah. Okay, drunk Uncle John.
Did he really say that?
Like, yeah. That was his first thing.
We didn't have audio.
So it's too small to make that play.
That's him at his, like, daughter's wedding, and he's just been holding it in all ceremony. Oh, he's kind of short. All right, John, your kid's going to play third and not pitch, man. Get over it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they need outs, and they're just not getting it from the people starting the games. And I think that's going to wear on them. And, yeah, like, when you asked E-Rod's runs, I almost didn't care because he gave them the six innings. Like, it turned not into a playoff start anymore. It was like, hey, we'll trade three runs for another inning at this point. Like, that's a good deal.
Similar point we were making there.
Yeah. Yeah, but
he mowed down a few guys that had really, really good success against him in the past. Bregman and Correa. He mowed them down.
He looked like dominant, and it was kind of fun. Two seamer was running, little change. Yeah, man. Boston has all the momentum in the world. It's getting kooky up in Boston. When a Boston team has this energy, they're tough to stop. We've seen it for the past 20 years now. You alluded to it, Trev. Tonight becomes interesting. Houston has to put on something special, and they can. Like, they're still those guys. They're still those Houston Astros. And then your projected matchup for the Wednesday game tomorrow would be Framber versus Sale, which lines up for another spit show. And, hey, if Framber can find something, kind of like you were alluding to, Jim, he is their best starting pitching option at this point. So, Houston's got to score early. You can't go down eight runs in a base. Well, it's a horrible strategy, and especially if you're short.
I guess he wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Smoltz. Yeah, I mean, look, the Astros offense is the Astros offense. They can click at any moment and put up 10 in a game, but it's just, I mean, Boston has the mojo right now. Every single hitter goes up. They're very, very confident. And that's a scary thing for all those Houston pitchers. But, you know, a bullpen day can go a couple different ways. It could blow up in your face if you're the team doing it. But also, as a hitter, that's not easy. You know, if you get five guys in a bullpen day and they all have good days, I mean, you're facing a new pitcher every single time. Like, it can be difficult. I'm trying to find ways to, like, think how the Astros can come in back in the series. I'm trying to do it. I don't know if they can, man. Like, the Red Sox have everything going for them. Their pitching is rested. Their bats are just absolutely on fire. Two more games at home. I don't know.
I also don't know. I do know that I won 30 cents last night.
Hello. Whoops.
All those bets?
Yep. Placed 10 $1 bets. Lost 7 of them. Won 3 of them. Up 30 cents.
Do that every day. Turn those into $100 bets.
Up 30 bucks a day. Gotta have money.
Everyone's saying that
300? I don't know. We're not a math pod. I know DraftKings is a math pod. Ooh. They're kind of a math pod, right? They've just turned it into a company.
Jesse Cofield's great at math.
Jesse Cofield here.
I text her equations every day.
If I bet $5, it's plus 70.
DraftKings.
I don't know her, and I don't text her. It was a fib.
The NFL week is the book. In the books after Trev's
the
Bills.
The NFL week is the book.
Lost last week, last night.
They did.
Sorry, Trev, for your Bills. You're such
Josh
a big
Allen.
Fan.
Slippery, slippery.
We got a new, they've got a new thing.
Oh.
Play the sound, BBD. DraftKings has a new thing.
Awesome.
You can, not sure we can tie his name to it.
Nothing I say should be important
in the streets,
to anyone.
Man. We used to lean over to get our poops out.
You can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their next game. Trev, find the people a winner this week, and they just have to win the game. Trev's going to find you a winner right now.
All right.
And if you do that, you get $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet. Don't worry, DraftKings still has some action for you. They've got their daily fantasy sports with huge cash prizes. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code JOMBOY. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, You win with promo code JOHNBOY this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, PA only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required, one per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Trevor Plouffe's winner of the week.
Dolphins.
Rams at Detroit.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, wait, no. Detroit at Rams, yes.
Don't love it as much.
Go Rams.
Rams.
Yeah.
Rams.
That's going to be a shellacking.
Do us.
Jared Goff revenge game, though. Watch out.
That's so huge.
Hey, people, these offers are getting like not as cool.
It's out of control.
Like. Before it was bet $1 on anything, you got 250 or something, so you better hop on this now. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yes.
They keep fluctuating.
Over under tonight, Walker Buehler versus Charlie Morton, 7.5.
Under.
Sneaky over.
Legendary game.
I think so too.
Legendary.
I think so
game.
Too. I think the bats wake up. I think Dodger bats wake up. Not wake up.
Atlanta
hit
up.
With better timing.
The shadows calm down. We get a 4-run seventh inning.
Atlanta up 2-0 in the ninth. 3-run Will Smith homer off of Will Smith.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it. That's not what's going
to
happen.
What is going to happen, Trev? Tell these fine people that tune in to listen to your ideas on the sport.
Analysis.
Mm. Well... We got Buehler versus, what do you call him, the Salt Man?
Salt Man, Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton, two big game pitchers. You know I have Buehler in my top three for big game pitchers.
He's got a slider that moves like a Model T in the mud.
I don't know where Morton rests on my list. I need to reevaluate and kind of see what's going on.
Okay.
But I do think a couple things are going to happen. You can keep going with your, you can talk.
That's just a great job by Jake. Slider that moves like a Model T in the mud.
Mm.
It's baseball. Baby.
That's baseball analysis in the
30s. That's America.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy, I just sent you the Smoltz clip if you want to play it for Trev because he hasn't heard it.
You slack it to me?
I slacked it to you. Erica slacked it to me, then I slacked it to you.
Double slack.
I'll give credit where credit's due. I didn't find it.
A slacking. So this is Smoltz saying that Altuve was too short to make the play?
Allegedly. I didn't listen to it first, but
see,
I trust Erica with my heart.
Littering and?
Should be playing.
Off Altuve. 2-0 Boston. We'll see how they score it, but that went up the pitcher's mound, and Altuve then couldn't handle it. Now, this took a real high bounce right there, and you know Altuve's not that big, so that bounce went way higher than he anticipated, and it caught him too high up to where he couldn't get the glove on it.
Like, Altuve's made that play, man.
He's short, so he can't adjust for a bounce.
It's not like, you know... It was out of his reach by
it didn't 3 inches over him.
It was over his head. The ball hit his body.
Oh.
Shortest.
Okay. That wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It felt worse live.
Yeah. Because while they're playing...
I feel like that's pretty standard. Like
while they're playing the clip. Like
that's... Yeah.
Trev, what's the difference...
Between you and me.
In the Dodgers-Braves game tonight.
Jimmy is now in a dream between his REM cycle. This is all not even really happening,
this
James. You're gonna
never
wake
started.
Up. Yeah, you're going to wake up and be like, holy shit, where am I? What the fuck was I talking about? You got, I have no idea.
Okay.
Whatever. Something's going to happen tonight. I had a take and then...
Odds the Braves win tonight to go 3-0 on the Dodgers.
I got 60-40 Dodgers winning tonight.
Okay.
I mean, the Braves have the mojo. Dodgers have been really good at home. Buehler's been good against the Braves, been good at home. I think they've won 10 of 11 against the Braves in Dodger Stadium. I think there's just a different feel going back. And the Dodgers offense isn't putting a lot of people on base. They just haven't been getting them in. I think that changes. They're too good of a team to just not hit with runners in scoring position. It just doesn't happen. So I think the Dodgers have the advantage today. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. But, I mean, it's not like the Braves have no chance. Like, they got the mojo. There's two teams of mojo right now. The Magic Bros, and that's the Braves and the Red Sox. Matching freaking colors on their uniforms. I'm going to hate when they're in the World Series together. Mm. That's my take on tonight's game.
John?
It's a Bueller show.
Noxie City?
Can't rely on the Dodgers offense to win the game. They're not going to go out and bang it. So I think it's low scoring. Maybe the bullpen comes into play. But if Bueller can go, I mean, he's got to go like 6-7. He needs a starting pitching performance here. Like, he needs a performance that everyone's like, that's one of the best starting performances of this postseason. Have, like, you know, challenge Webb for that that title. Morton's probably going to be good, not great. He was great against the Brewers. Their offense wasn't amazing. He tired against the Brewers in game one against them. Dodgers are going to start seeing these relievers a lot, and you would hope that eventually something can happen. But I think Bueller's got to go, you know, 6-7, 1-0. Like, I think it's got to be the Bueller show.
He started three times in his career against the Braves, 2.79 ERA. 19 innings, 17 strikeouts, and he's also like a career 2-3 at home. So he's going to be comfortable on the mound.
I know you can say it about almost any playoff game. I said it for Houston. Early lead today, I think, really matters. We'll see if shadows get involved. Weird 2 o'clock game, that's freaking me out a little bit. If Charlie is throwing his Model T out there today, and the shadows are there, and it's the fourth inning, and you haven't scored in a while, that's a bad feeling. So I'm interested to see if any of that starts tying into the game. You're right, Trev. I mean, what's their runners in scoring position? Are they like 2-for-18 now or something like that?
Yeah, it's a lot.
So, yeah, if you're getting the runners on and you're in L.A. and you can get some juju rolling, they could also run away with this game, and you could see both teams almost mentally shake hands. Braves can throw the bad back end of their bullpen and almost have a series reset, like, this is how we got here. I don't know, man. I love Charlie. I hope him and Walker are both special today. And, Jim, to your point, you know, if the Dodgers get to see Will Smith again, at some point they're going to do damage.
You would think. What did Morton pitch last year against the Dodgers? He had a bad game, right? I don't know what game.
World Series game three.
So we're game three here?
Whoa.
Wow. Dodgers lit him up, right?
4.15 earned.
I don't think it's like a punt game if they get down early at all.
For who?
To be honest.
The Braves?
The Braves.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Well,
I think they are going for it. Everyone's rested. They can throw whoever they want right now. I mean, if they get down 7 runs, yeah, sure, yeah. But
I don't think it'll be that bad. I just think we'll get our good pitching matchup, but Morton might have some blips. But what the fuck do I know? I just think Bueller's got to win it for the Dodgers. If Bueller goes like 4.13 earned, which I think he did against his last start against the Giants, but I think it was on short rest. It was on short rest. If he goes 5-3 earned, and then they got 4 innings of bullpen, like, the Dodgers, not only to set themselves up the rest of the way, they still got to win 4 games, and they've already used a lot of bullpen. So not only for this specific game, but for the rest of this homestand, it'd be really nice if Walker can eat 6-7 innings and get the win, because they got to win 4. They're going to need their bullpen and pitchers.
Yeah. I think both managers would really like that. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. Braves have been hot when they need to be hot. They got some guys that are lights out right
just
now.
Just don't make any mistakes, the Dodgers, because the Braves have just capitalized on them. Don't do anything stupid.
And
as long as the shadows don't come into play, I think we could see some runs scored today. I think the ball flies a little bit here during the day. The shadows, you know, that could be the factor. I don't know what shadows at 2 o'clock at Dodger Stadium look like.
I'm now mad the Padres aren't in the playoffs, so we didn't get any Marine Layer references. Because that was like the theme of last playoffs, the Marine Layer.
Nothing worse than a thick Marine Layer.
Other little thing that matters more than it probably should. Freddie Freeman's first at bat. If Frederick can have one, find the outfield grass, and it's like, oh, he's not a zero anymore. That changes things for the Braves.
Let me see his numbers again. I have him. He's one for
eight.
He's
going to look it up. Jim, what are you looking up at?
I got to tell you about Magic Spoon cereal.
Ooh.
I like it a lot. Kelsey Wingert's here.
Yes.
Is she here? Mm. She was here. She was going to jump on.
Kelsey.
She asked, so you really like Magic Spoon, huh? And I said, I do. I eat it a lot. Eat it a lot. Wish I could have had some this morning.
Kelsey gave you a passionate speech. She's like, hey, I've heard you talk about Magic Spoon.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to do more with Magic Spoon. She kind of, it was a little backhanded.
She was like,
she was kind of like, I'm healthy.
Yeah, she was like, you love Magic Spoon, but you're not actually smart and healthy. I'm smart and healthy. Why doesn't Magic Spoon advertise with Farm to Fame?
Yeah.
I said, all right, we'll get the sales on it. So you got to love it as much as I love it to have it.
She's also talking about just the way you talk about it. It's very clear. This is a genuine love.
The flavor combos.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Magic Spoon cereal is guilt-free cereal for adults. 0 grams of sugar, 13, 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box. The available flavors build your very own custom. Oh, speaking of.
Wow.
You can get cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, maple waffle. Go to magicspoon.com/baseball. Grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code BASEBALL at checkout to save $5 off your order. They're so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/baseball and use code BASEBALL to save $5 off. Kelsey has joined us. I think we're setting up a mic, and we are going to game four. This is the Pivetta show, right? Shoot him.
Full pension Piv, your guy, Trev.
Pull the black thing. Kelsey's shooting Jake.
What?
Full pension Piv tonight?
Ooh. Yes. Full pension Piv versus Zach Greinke. We got you.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Kelsey Winger.
Oh, it didn't even fire.
No.
Here, come say hi to Trev. Kelsey Winger of Farm to Fame has been with us for the live streams.
You got the wide shot, BBD? Should we gang up?
I don't know where I should go.
I guess that's for Trev.
Hi, Trev.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
How are you? What do you say? What are you laughing at?
You can't hear him?
No,
he
I
just
could.
He looks threatening. Oh.
He just said,
I get
what
that.
Up?
I said, sup.
What's up, dude?
Well, my opinion is that Pivetta, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Oh, wow.
Like, I thought that this series was going to be like, Pivetta needs to eat big innings, and he's going to be the difference maker like he was in the ALDS against the Rays. And now I think, like, Pivetta goes 4 innings of 2-run ball. Like, who cares? The Astros can't pitch and the Red Sox can hit. So
I don't know, man. I think you're putting the Astros asleep a little too early.
Pitching.
I think if Pivetta, you know, goes 4 today and they decide to take him out, that leaves him for another bulk appearance at some point down the road if they need him. So, like, that's the narrative still can happen. Pivetta can pitch big innings. I think tonight's a big game, man. Like I said, like, Houston can come out and score 10 freaking runs tonight, and the Astros pitching can give up 8 runs, and they win the game, and it's 2-2. Like, they can slug with anybody. Yeah, so I'm not ready to dismiss the Astros just yet.
Peter and I talked about this on Farm to Fame. It's like, everybody thinks the team is going to win who won the last game. So it's like, if the Astros win tonight, everybody's going to be back to thinking the Astros are going to take the series, but then the Red Sox are going to win the next game. People are going to be thinking it's the Red Sox. I feel like the Twitter world is so dependent on recency bias, like whoever won the last game. That's where everybody's thoughts are at. I don't know what to do.
Well, that's
no,
that's
you
where
keep
let's
the
all
chair,
stand.
This is your show.
Oh, I'm up. I think on that point, this is the first time when a wrinkle can really be put in the series, because the Red Sox have, which is kind of scary, their best plan or their best availability today. They have Pivetta, who's been nasty. They have Hawk, who's been their guy. And they have, who am I missing? They have another long guy. Oh, Whitlock is fully rested. So that's kind of the Red Sox A plan outside of Eovaldi. So, and we know Cora goes for it, and it's never really gotten shoved back in his face. If they could somehow get Piv, if you could get Hauk, you have now thrown a wrench in this series. That being said, they got to do something. And don't go down 8-0. Which...
You gotta do something.
I mean, the Astros have their good pen available today, too.
Green layer.
Like, they didn't use their high-end pen yesterday. Luis Garcia's going to have to pitch today after Greinke. You know, they still have, you know, I don't know who's in the back of their pen. Presley, Graveman. I guess Stanek did pitch last night. Graveman still there. Like, there is a plan. If it's not going to be easy, they're going to have to hit, but... We know we always talk about how deep the Astros lineup is and how they can just put up runs in bunches. That's the only reason.
Can Christian Javier pitch? Series.
Yeah,
because he's the only one that has shut him down.
That's who I meant to say. That's who I meant to say. It's
and like Greinke's been bad.
Yeah.
He's been bad.
And I don't think he's been stretched
out.
But
would you be surprised if he came out and just had a nice 2-inning stint, like a weird Greinke 2-inning stint, a couple Ephuses?
I think it's two sides of the spectrum for me on Greinke. Like, either he does well and he's hitting his spots because he's not throwing the speed. He's relying on a lot of the changeup. That's what he did against the White Sox in his 2 innings. And they just rolled over all of them. Or, like, if he's wild, like, he may not get out of the first inning.
The Luis Garcia thing was weird. Did they say that? I know that I saw that they were saying either him or Greinke to start today. But did they say that he's for sure going to pitch today after Greinke?
I don't know if they've said anything.
I think Javier is going to be the one that backs up Greinke.
That was a very weird. He said Luis Garcia had said he'd been dealing with like that knee injury all year, but it was different this time. But then he threw the next day and was totally fine.
Because he rocks on his knees before every pitch.
Hot, Luis Garcia.
Imagine that was why.
So let's go dream world for the Astros. If Greinke can give you two, which again is we're kind of teetering around. Like if it happens, we're not surprised. It's Zach Greinke. He's deserved that. If it doesn't, we're also not surprised because he hasn't been good. But let's say they can get two out of Greinke. You get two out of Urquidy or not Urquidy. He got hit last night. Javier. That's four. Presley and Graveman in the back. You've got 6 innings. So you've got 6 innings of ideal baseball, and then you got to figure something out with Stanek. Who's been good, Brooks Raley. I don't know. Like, get a big lead. I wonder if they almost do a...
They got
a
hit, bro. They got
a
hit.
You got a hit and then almost, like, throw Graveman or Presley early to make sure the Red Sox don't score and then extend your lead. So in the 9th inning tonight, you can pitch a Phil Matone or something like that. But, yeah, man, they got to get aggressive. Dusty's got a plan.
Duh.
Dude, I don't know if he does.
They're saying this is kind of what I'm reading here. Their plan is it's Greinke to Javier. And then, yeah, they have Stanek, Graveman, and Presley. Yimi Garcia probably not available. Brooks Raley probably not available. So, yeah, they got to find some guys to eat some innings. But the main thing, like we said a million times,
score.
Now, just got to go rake. Go rake.
Score runs. Have fun. Turn double plays when you get them.
Piv faced them on June 2nd.
June 2nd, Nick Pivetta faced them.
6 innings pitched,
good.
3 hits, 2 earned runs, 9 Ks.
Ooh.
The lineup he did it against was Altuve, Correa, Bregman, Yordan, Yuli, Tucker, Garcia, Straw. Robel Garcia, huh?
Here's my prediction on Pivetta tonight. I think he's going to be really good first 4 innings. I think maybe he gets left out there a little too long.
Okay. I can see that happening.
Cora would never.
Yeah, I also think Cora's like going to go for this game tonight.
Yes.
He's going to throw his guys. Like he's going to come for this game because he got Eovaldi for game five, right? Yeah.
And that's what Cora does.
I'm excited.
I like Cora.
Like if Piv, that's the other side of this coin. If Piv's having a bad first inning, he would literally take him out and say, okay, well, we'll save Piv for another day. Like Cora's got that shit in his back pocket, which is insane.
Tomorrow is a sale, Hauk.
Unless they use Hauk today.
I don't think they will. I think the sale Hauk is the, like, if we win one of those, we're great. So that's why I think they go for it today, lean on sale Hauk and, like, the
Whitlock hasn't pitched since
tomorrow.
Saturday.
Whitlock's got two in them potentially.
And then, no, they have a Valdi game five. So they go for it today, use tomorrow as a day, and then have their killers on five and six.
Garrett Whitlock was such an interesting story because he shoved all season and then sucked in September. He was, like, terrible.
Tired.
And then got put on the IL and activated, like, the day before postseason and has shoved in the postseason.
It's nasty. Dead arm, probably.
He threw, like, two hitless innings on Saturday. He was somebody we talked about a ton, reliever on the rookie side of things.
Yankees
he and Emmanuel
five
Class A.
When did Piv last pitch?
I need to address something. Everyone in the chat keeps saying I've been wrong all postseason.
Wow. Wow.
I have the Braves and the Astros in the freaking World Series play us. So yes. I'm still
you
not
make
wrong.
30 cents yesterday on your bets?
I haven't bet anything. Just so you know.
Sports betting legal in CT now.
Really?
A bunch of my loser friends were excited.
And I always bet the underdog. I always pull for the underdog.
He always pulls for the underdog.
That's why I like Jake so much.
Why he likes me so much.
The underdog.
He's a dog.
Spoon. Woohoo.
Like goodbye
in their own way. All right. Anything else? Kelsey, are you excited to live stream the game today?
And so excited.
Hopefully it's
same game as
a
yesterday.
Better.
Yeah.
Last night we had to get a little weird.
It got a little weird out there.
To keep it entertaining. It was just a bad game.
You guys and BBD, the energy is
electric.
You could say ooh. Electric, but it's also strange.
Oh. All right.
In a good way. In a good way.
I hated this so much.
Why'd you hate that?
Tell everyone what we're looking at. Kelsey.
This literally,
describe what you're looking at.
When I saw this picture of Jimmy's facial hair glued to Jake's face on Twitter when I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, and I almost gagged, like just thinking, like,
me too.
And then with it all over your shirt, too. Yeah. It's just,
I still wear that shirt a lot.
I've really struggled with that this morning when I saw it on Twitter.
It looks bad, huh?
Don't if you struggle with something like that, don't watch the beginning of this episode.
Oh, what y'all do?
We lick tongues.
No, you don't want to know.
Kind of.
There's a little Hollywood magic.
The Hollywood magic, yeah. It's kind of like when they filmed Elf and they made Will Ferrell look tiny. Yeah. All right, join us at 5 for the Braves. We might be a little late. We might not. We don't know. And go, and if you're a Yankees fan or you're just interested to hear mine and Jake's thoughts on the Boone stuff, we're doing Talking Yanks like.
Ooh, I didn't even get to talk about it. This is
Trev,
BS. You guys did this
Trev,
on purpose.
You've got a minute and a half to let all your Boone thoughts out.
No.
Ready?
Go listen
Three.
To base, go listen to Baseball Today.
Baseball Today. Kelsey, your thoughts?
I wanted to count down Trevor to give his thoughts.
Trevor Bales.
Yeah, stop pointing.
Well, that's what I was going to do. That was like a race.
It was like a race.
Okay, 2 minutes are on the clock. Everyone get their thoughts out on Boone.
Go.
Go, Trev.
Go, Trev. All right, 156.
You're only as good as your players.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Who
Joe Torre.
Someone's got to get the players.
You made a really good point on baseball
exactly.
today, Trev, about how it's the coaches who are actually coaching the players. The manager before the game is back doing manager things, but it's the hitting coach that's in the cage with them. It's the bullpen and the pitching coach who's in the pens with them. You made a good point about that.
Thank you. And you also can't just make them a defensively sound, speedy, athletic team when they're not that.
Who manages the coaches?
Trevor Plouffe.
Nobody manages the coaches.
There's no meetings to check in and like they report to someone and then that person.
Not really, dude. When you're a manager, you're letting these guys do their thing. You're not, you know, putting them in a cage. Like that's why you hire guys that you can trust to go have a hitters meeting that works. Like they were Schwarber or somebody was talking about how the Red Sox love their hitters meetings. That's a rarity because guess what? Hitters meetings suck. So that's all on the hitting coach.
Okay. Kelsey, you have anything else you want to add? 40 seconds.
What's the pulse of Yankees land right now? I saw Keith McPherson is not pleased, especially with the extension part of it. But what's the pulse of Yankees world? Are they happy? Are y'all pissed? Are y'all
frustrated?
Medium?
I think it's frustrated. One big saddened shrug. Hmm. Would say that's the pulse of me.
I'm sorry.
Love with the shape of
it's like, what are
I
you going to
do?
Do?
Good,
like,
should,
I don't think it matters. But
let's
like,
lobby.
What do we, what's like 3 years? They had to do 3 years with an extension?
Three seems.
Seems like, you know,
right.
Yeah.
You can't even do just like two. Because I know you can't do one. You can't do a lame duck. But two seems
pretty
obvious.
I feel like that's what they did.
So that like if things keep going the way they're going and you need to completely pull the plug and pivot, it's a little cleaner.
They could fire him whenever they want. So I guess the years don't really matter. So like, what does a manager make? $4 million?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. They don't fire anyone. Like, they just let contracts run out.
Anymore.
So.
That and more on Talking Yanks coming up.
Yeah. See you there. Thank you for joining us, Kelsey.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.